single most significant event of each NFL offseason is the draft, as it supplies a yearly chance for franchises to address their weaknesses and rebuild. Over the years, interest in the event has increased exponentially, and the first round of the NFL draft has evolved into a primetime red carpet event. Heading into the 2012 draft, the Eagles front office has identified the team's needs and is especially focused on the defensive side of the ball. The collective efforts of the scouting department over the past collegiate season has culminated in this year's strategy. And with the 15th overall choice, the possibility of a trade to move up is very real. As the first round begins, the Eagles' decision makers remain confident in their plan of attack. They patiently observe the developments of the first 10 picks. When the opportunity to make a move suddenly presents itself, there's no hesitation in pulling the trigger.
Seattle has traded the 12th pick to Philadelphia. With the 12th pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Fletcher Cox, defensive tackle, Mississippi State.
You want to talk about a 300-pounder, Mooch? He ran 4.76 at 300 pounds at the combine.
Amazing.
Good luck with everything, all right? I'll see you.
The Eagles' 2012 season provided ample evidence of the immediate impact an incoming draft class can create. The disappointment of missing the postseason emphasizes the importance of a solid draft in 2013, and the Eagles will look to build upon the solid foundation of youth that exists already. Coming up on Inside the Season, presented by Verizon Wireless. Long snapper John Dornbos goes to Hollywood for a crash course about the movie industry. Defensive end Brandon Graham is mic'd for sound against the Redskins. And Brian Baldinger breaks down the 2012 offensive rookie class.
So I'm pulling out of my house, and we are on our way to the Hollywood boot camp. I'm pretty excited. I'm going to be honest. I probably didn't get as much reading done as I should. But what are you going to do? Hopefully I can wing it. Hopefully with the experience that ETN has given me over the years will get me through this. And I'm pretty pumped to see some friends that I played with years ago that are going to be here too. So we'll check back with you guys in a little bit.
This past spring, I was among 20 current and former NFL players invited to be part of the first ever NFL Pro Hollywood Boot Camp. It was the opportunity of a lifetime. 4 days in the film capital of the world, learning from some of the most talented people in the business, the wealth of knowledge that the panel shared with us was unbelievable.
Take this word literally. Motion pictures.
Mm-hmm. Motion, that's right. Motion pictures.
Motion pictures. What these guys do very well is if you saw their films without any words, you could still understand what the movie's about. That's what great movies are about. You don't even need the words. You can look at the film and be emotionally engaged in it based upon the stories they're telling with their pictures. Easier said than done, but that's, in my opinion, that's the goal to go toward.
So the question is, what does a producer do? I get asked that all the time. Well, a producer is responsible for assembling everything that's necessary to make a film. That's the broad strokes of producing. Specifically, a producer hires everybody, a producer writes the checks, and a producer watches the budget to make sure that a film is done on time and on budget and to the studio specifications. That's basically the job of a producer.
One of the coolest experiences of the week was our visit to the Universal Studios lot, where we would eventually be shooting our own short film. The place was amazing. There was everything you could ever need to make a movie, and I felt right at home.
I told you from the first day I met you.
Shh, don't talk. Shh.
Good God,
Jesus.
Here.
Oh, that's what I was...
Okay.
I almost took you out. You gotta take it. Hey, we gotta charge these people.
Ha!
think we're drastically behind the tour.
So we just did the private tour. It's unbelievable to think that there's probably every movie you can possibly think of that's only been filmed on a few different streets and lots at Universal. We saw Wisteria Lane. It's pretty tight. Desperate Housewives. And I went head-to-head with King Kong. And all you need to know is you only see one of us walking out.
Now we're going to take into action everything you guys have been learning over the past few days. Tomorrow we will be on location filming two different locations. You guys got a chance to see those locations in advance when you took the tour. So now we're going to get into actual production. You've been listening and asking questions, and now we're going to really make a film.
After a long night of planning all the details of our shoot, our day on the set got off to an early start with a 7 a.m. call time. And what a grueling day it was.
Shantae is the artist. My face her canvas. I can't imagine back in the day some of these guys sitting in makeup chairs for 4, 5, 6 hours. Ooh. It's been, what, about a minute and a half already?
And action!
It's gum with sunflower seeds mixed into it. So I can somewhat get some saliva and make it look like I'm spitting dip. I'm gonna add it with grape juice. This is what we do. I'm a method actor. I reckon y'all better get out of here right now.
The shoot was finished, but we still had a ton of work ahead of us in the editing room. Nothing like an old-fashioned all-nighter.
So we're actually leaving the edit place now. It's close to 3 a.m. So, you know, myself, John Alston, and Roger Bob, and Dave, the editing guy, we stayed. I think the movie's hilarious. We're going to screen it tomorrow. We're right outside of Stage 54. We're heading back to the hotel, and we'll screen this tomorrow. So hopefully it plays well.
Here's a look at my scene, and I hope you enjoy it.
Crazy story. I accidentally deleted the app a few weeks in. Then all of a sudden, I was back home in 2012.
Then what brought you back here?
He met someone.
Oh! Oh.
Hey, that's how we go in the Wild Wild West, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I really don't, but okay.
Why didn't you bring her back to 2012 with you? With the internet, cafe latte,
sports bars,
designer clothes.
You know what, guys? Life is so much better without these things. I mean, think about this. No phone calls, no work emails.
No more texting.
No more fantasy football.
Well, how about it, guys? What do you think?
We're in.
Okay, so now what?
Now, we dance.
Inside the Season is brought to you by Verizon Wireless. NFL Mobile is built to bring you the Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. And by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
D-line on 3. 1, 2, 3.
D-line!
BG!
If you get out of your gap, shake it off, get back in your gap, do it every snap. Dominate on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Dominate!
White P, hey, y'all see Carrot Top over there?
Huh?
You see Carrot Top back there?
Throw it out. Nah. Oh, no, no,
why are you over here singing Milkshake?
It was Michael Jackson at first.
No, it wasn't.
It was Michael Jackson.
Talking about la. I pray he's not like that, because this thing was over there on the end talking about la.
Dominate on 3. 1, 2, 3. Dominate. This is the rematch. Let's go, baby. It's turned up today.
Good.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We're going to be aggressive.
Yeah, we're going to get him.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
First down.
Yeah, first down. First down. Watch this touchdown, though.
Yeah.
Back to the big game. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, I'm behind you, boy. Hell yeah. 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 Let's go. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, big boy. I see your big. Ooh, I'm gonna catch you. I'm gonna catch you, boy. Boy, we come back and win this thing, boy. Ooh.
One of the leading storylines of this Eagle season has been the contribution of a lot of rookies. And on offense, we're talking about Nick Foles, tackle Dennis Kelly, and running back Bryce Brown.
Is there a taller guard lining up in the National Football League today than 6'8", Dennis Kelly?
Well, the one thing about Dennis Kelly is you can't coach his size. He's got natural tackle size in his league. 6'8", big frame, could put more size on if he wants to. Mentally, you can tell that he understands the game. He doesn't blow assignments. You can see that the fundamentals of the game, hand placement, footwork, all of that is there. Guys that size in this league, a lot of times they can't cut off on the backside. And if you want to have a running game, your backside blocks are as important as your frontside blocks. If you can't cut off the backside, you're going to have negative runs. He gets to the second level. I mean, all these things are real positives. He showed you that he can play inside at guard. You know, he's going to have versatility. Left tackle, Purdue. Right tackle this year. Played inside at guard. I mean, just that alone is going to make him really valuable going forward.
A lot of times you see quarterbacks in their first NFL action, and they look nervous.
Nick Foles doesn't have that at all. He's a very calm-headed kid. Nothing seems to faze him, and I hope he's able to continue that.
Well, I was immediately impressed by Nick Foles.
Foles firing for the end zone, and it is caught for a touchdown. Wiley Cooper!
What you saw is, a command. You saw a presence. You saw the ability to read a defense. You saw the ability to get the ball out on time. You saw a strong arm, a good touch, an understanding of offense, where to go with the ball, how to rescue a play, how to escape. You know, and then you saw yards after the catch. You saw the guys catch the ball in stride, which is a function of accuracy. You saw it, accurate ball.
The Eagles are 2 seconds away from jubilation or despair. Oh, in the shotgun is rolling. It is second down and 7, ball at the 35. It's a running play to Bryce Brown. He's right running. He's across the 40. 35, 40, 35, 30. Bryce Brown dives. Touchdown! Bryce Brown! 65 yards. Bryce Brown with his first NFL touchdown.
I thought with the limited time that Bryce Brown played in college, that it was a 7th-round pick. That was a throwaway pick. We're not investing a lot in him. Let's see what he can do. But I'll never forget one day I saw Deuce Daly, and I was talking to him about Bryce Brown. And he looked at me, and he was smiling, and he wanted to be sure that I understood that he wasn't joking, that the comparison he made to him in preseason was Bo Jackson.
I'll tell you this. Over the last couple of weeks, you have to look at Bryce Brown and say that we see a star being born in the National Football League.
Now, there's one Bo Jackson, the greatest athlete I ever saw play in the NFL. So I just dismissed it. But after watching him now, he wears Bo Jackson's number 34, and he runs like Bo Jackson. He runs people over. He has straight line speed. He has total body control, unbelievable balance. The talent is there. Now it's a question of coaching that talent up. The sky's the limit for the guy. I mean, 1,000 yards, 1,500 yards. I mean, I think that's all there. He could be as good as anybody in this league right now. He has that type of ability.
Rise Academy is the first charter high school in the nation specifically dedicated to serve youth who have been in the care of the Department of Human Services. So we are really sensitive to the fact that our students have had really, many of our students, not all of them, but many of them, have had really hard experiences. So the mission of Arise Academy is really to take young people who have been in system involved, who have been in the care of the Department of Human Services, from wherever they are, to able to be confident, able to be competent, to move through the world, to make good, sound decisions about their lives, and to really have choices.
All right, here we go. Now, so your happiness, like seriously thinking, like, what will make you happy?
Our mission is to make sure, number one, that they complete school. One of our major goals is to give them options when they graduate. Obviously, to give them an opportunity post-school. Success for them could mean college, a trade school, just getting a job after school. So our mission is to make sure, number one, that they complete school.
Right now, me and Vinny are headed to New Jersey to the Sports Authority to grab a couple items for these kids at Arise Academy. Kids, you know, that put in the extra effort to make it to school and have perfect attendance. And, you know, just kind of want to continue to encourage those guys to go to school and get an education.
As you guys can see, we have plenty of coats to choose from. Kind of dig it and see what you guys like.
She gonna need something else that look good, that she gonna wanna wear every day.
I like this.
Me too.
This looks like Kenny right here. This for you, Kenny. That's it.
That's it. Hopefully the kids like what we picked out for them, you know. You know, should be a good evening.
I'm glad y'all came out, man.
Yeah, no doubt, man. We're happy to be here, man.
They came out today for you guys for perfect attendance, and you guys have jackets for them as well, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
So we're glad to have you. Glad to have you guys.
The Eagles have been, I mean, more than generous and gone above and beyond in the past couple years with working with us. And the amount of support that we receive from the Eagles is really invaluable. It's also about the experience that our kids have been able to have and the people that they're able to speak with, and those are the big things.
I think the Eagles got the most potential out of any team. Play, like, position-wise, I really think we got the best.
I love this question.
Hey, you don't need to be a cornerback. You need to be Stephen A. Smith, bro. You need to be on ESPN.
I mean, I always see them on TV, but, I mean, I never, ever got to really see them in person. Never. So when I finally saw them, I was like, wow, like, am I really meeting them today?
When the Eagles contribute to supporting our kids and recognizing them and their hard work, that so matters to them. Because they are so proud of their accomplishments, and there just aren't enough adults who say, great job. Right. So when people like the Eagles come in here, who they see as bigger than life, and say, you matter enough to us that we're going to jump in there and give to you, you know, not because we feel sorry for you. They don't want people to feel bad for them. They want people to be proud of them.